this hour.
Yes. Fred, Mr. President. Yes, sir. With regard to your meeting with Coxon, I know that you and Charlie Wright are probably already thinking these terms. Obviously, he's going to want to find out stuff from you, and the most important reason you're going there is to find out something from him.
Right.
As to what he's up to, what his attitude is on the Irwin Committee, so forth. Now, as far as the tactics, I would indicate great willingness to cooperate, and then a very hard line on the papers, fuzzing it just enough, you know. I know we're not going to be able to give on that, so if he begins to get into that stuff, you say, look, if you want information and so forth, you chat with us about it, but let's not have a constitutional crisis over papers.
Right. That's the only thing we didn't want
right.
for it is a constitutional
now,
crisis.
The other thing is, but we are cooperating all the way
right
now. That I want you to say, quite candidly, I said, Mr. Cox, all over town, it's been written and said that you're out to get the president. Now, if that is the case, we want you to know we're ready for the fight. I think you should say that to him.
Quite clear. I'll put it in just those terms.
Yeah, you're out to get the president. He says that that's several columns have written this and so forth, that you and your staff are out to get the president. He says your record and so forth, we can't believe that, but we want you to know that if some of the junior members of your staff say that they have been saying that, put it on them, have been saying this, that if that's it, we're ready for the fight. Then I would show great confidence on the dean thing.
Right.
I'd say, let's just understand one thing here. We know that you think you've got a star with the witness and dean. We're quite aware. Get the point?
Yes, sir.
In other words, that I think the more confidence we can show, it'll shake their confidence a bit.
Right.
We know everything that they have, you know, that all these things, so forth and so on. Obviously, any suggestions that he talk informally with the president and so forth, never.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
They may be able to
let that.
Absolutely never.
Right.
Because that would break over beyond belief. And they're saying, well, under no circumstances, interrogatories, letters, will this and that. See, because basically putting the president on trial is something we cannot have. They're doing it in the public, and that's enough.
Right.
But I'd be very tough on this out to get the president thing, and that we're not going to stand for it.
Right.
See?
Right.
And that we don't want to tell him we don't want to make his job harder, that the president has ordered cooperation, you can say that. But if they make this a political dogfight, we're ready for it.
Right.
And we are prepared to fight.
Right on the line, too.
I'd lay it right on the line.
And still say we're of course,
yes,
in Europe.
That's right. But
we hear you.
Just say, but I've got to say this. We've got to know, because just say, I base it on not that you think so, but that some apparently, there have been a number of columns apparently coming from some of the junior members of his staff. That they have said, perhaps when they've had too much to drink, we're out to get the president. That if that's what you're trying to do, we want you to know we're ready for the fight. You're not going to get him.
Right.
Because that's wrong. The president is cooperating. He's doing everything he can in this thing. And the president is totally innocent. And everybody knows it, including Dean. And
right.
His testimony under oath will so prove.
Right.
And don't let him bluff you with anything to the effect, well, I've looked, Dean's told me something, or he's got some stuff you don't know about, or da-da-da-da-da. Just say, you know, basically, you know more than he does, as you
right.
know. You know everything. You understand?